is on the local organising committee of the Australian Agricultural and Resources Economics Society, and he's also the principal advisor at the Australian Centre for International Agricultural Research. And he's got over 30 years developing country experience in agricultural research in places such as Southeast and East Asia, Africa, Latin America and the Middle East. Dr. John Dixon, a very good afternoon to you. Are you there?
Good afternoon.
Great to talk to you. And I suppose I just might start out by saying, why did you choose agriculture as your path?
Well, I grew up on a farm in Queensland, and it was an obvious thing for me to go and study agricultural systems at the University of New England in Armidale many years ago. And before I then bridged over and studied agricultural and resource economics.
And was this a view that you would actually be a farmer, Dr. Dixon, or did you always look to that wider role?
I think I had looked to that wider role for many years since probably I was at school.
Okay, and it's taken you all around the world.
It certainly has given me the opportunity to work in different regions, and also to see the opportunities for sharing knowledge about agricultural economics across different regions, from China to Australia to India to the Middle East to Africa. And there's a lot to be learned across different regions. And that's why these conferences are very important opportunities for professionals to share the latest thinking and latest results on drought policy, on water management, such as the Murray-Darling, on innovation, which are common challenges for Australia and for Asia, and matters that we can take up together in relation to trade or harmonised agricultural policies.
And the theme this year is feeding and energising emerging Asia and the Pacific. Tell me about that.
Well, food security, of course, is critical for Asia and for the whole world. And Australia, as an agricultural country, does contribute through our exports to feeding the world and particularly to feeding Asia. And likewise, Australia contributes to energising Asia as well. So there's a strong contribution. And I suppose the linkage we are making here is about sharing knowledge and establishing professional bridges with Asia in order to further our commercial linkages and our general interaction at university research and policy levels.
So there's huge opportunities trade-wise, but also with what you're talking about with that exchange of knowledge and ideas, that also leads, I suppose, in part that helps keep us a peaceful region.
Indeed, it's very clear that food security is an essential element to stability and peace, and so too is increasing affluence to improve livelihoods and incomes for developing countries is a very important element and a contribution that Australia can make, particularly in the agricultural area. That's what, for example, the Australian Centre for International Ag Research does. It establishes partnerships to focus on increasing food productivity, to managing the environment better, in order that smallholders in developing countries, in Indonesia, in Vietnam, in Laos, Cambodia, have an opportunity to grow more food and generate more income. And that is a contribution to overall stability.
It's an enormous area. We're just talking about why people choose teaching as a profession. Have we got our best young students choosing agriculture and agricultural economics as a profession, Dr. Dixon?
Well, we have many young people. In fact, even at this conference, there will be a series of activities almost every day during the five-day events, which will focus on how young agricultural economists or resource economists can get into Australian or international careers. related to this subject. So there's plenty of space for young Australians, plenty of opportunities, and many of them are really exciting, that that take people to the Pacific Islands or Asian countries to work, either as volunteers or as full professionals.
You're glad you've chosen this path at this stage of your career?
Oh, I've never had a boring day.
Really?
I had no regrets. And it's also very satisfying in order to be able to contribute to better food security and to watch the livelihoods of poor households improve through partnerships from Australia or other international engagements.
So you've had direct links there and you know that lives have been improved.
Oh, I've watched that happen. It's quite satisfying to be able to return to villages in Indonesia or Laos where one has worked years ago and to see the improved schooling, improved health facilities, better housing and better farming, better breeds of cattle and sheep, better feeding of those animals and better crops.
Dr. John Dixon?
Those are connected ultimately these days through value chains into local trade to feed cities, which are growing rapidly right across Asia, and internationally back to Australia in various ways.
Congratulations, and I hope the conference goes really well. Thank you so much for talking to me.
Well, thank you very much for this opportunity.
That is Dr. John Dixon, agricultural economist, and talking about the big conference, which is on leading international Australian economists for the annual conference of the Australian Agriculture and Resource Economic Society. It is...